The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Some a few weeks ago and one from today, so see how many I get to. The first one to respond to that I thought I'd respond to is a little bit connected to something I pointed to in the guided meditation. So start there. And it's about awareness. It's about recognizing awareness. And the person who is asking the question or asking just to know a little bit more about this has been noticing that kind of awareness suddenly kicking in. And what's wondering what's happening there. So just thought I'd talk a little bit about that moment. And we'll just see where that goes. It's actually, you know, we can think about cultivating awareness or mindfulness, and I do use those two terms synonymously. There can be different ways to cultivate awareness, and one of the ways to cultivate awareness is by turning our attention to an object such as the breath or body sensation and remembering to be aware of that breath or body sensation, you know, kind of like using the object to help cultivate that capacity to be aware. There's always an object with awareness, but we can also kind of turn around and it's not really turn around, but it's more kind of allow the interest to be more in being aware than in the thing that we are aware of. And so that is another way that we can cultivate mindfulness, by recognizing that we are aware. It's a subtler, often for many people, it's a subtler experience and sometimes a little harder to recognize. You know, to recognize that we are aware. You're all, you know, hearing me, hopefully. You're not just spacing out. You're actually hearing what I'm saying. And so you are aware in this moment. But what it is to be aware may not be so obvious. You know that you're hearing. You know that you're seeing. You know, perhaps there's body sensations. But you also do know, I mean, there can be, with knowing that, you can kind of recognize, okay, yes, and I know that I'm aware, even if we don't quite know how we know that we are aware. Because the experience of being aware is actually something that we are, we have happened to us so much that we don't really recognize it. It sometimes can be kind of like the air we're breathing, the common story of the fish not knowing the water it's swimming in. It's kind of like that it's such a common thing for us to be aware that we don't usually recognize the awareness itself. We usually recognize what we are aware of, and that's what we've been trained to do. We have been trained to recognize what we are aware of. That's what we've been trained to be interested in. So we're trained to be interested in, you know, the mess on the floor or the person that's in front of us, and not necessarily to recognize, I'm aware of the mess on the floor, or I'm aware of this person in front of me. It's a subtle shift. And so one of the practices that I play with a lot in my own practice and teach quite a bit, especially on retreat, is a kind of an orientation to recognizing awareness. Recognizing that you are aware and then kind of curious, and I use this language in the guided meditation often, is receive what that awareness knows. But you can also just settle back and just know, well, there's awareness here. And sometimes what is in awareness may be clear, sometimes not. You may or may not really know what you are aware of, but you may know that you are aware. And so this is a way to cultivate awareness, to cultivate mindfulness, this recognition of awareness itself. So, for myself in daily life, the practice of recognizing when awareness returns, kind of like what this person describes. I've been noticing that my awareness will suddenly kick in like an on-off switch. That recognition of that moment of awareness arising has been and is one of my main practices in daily life, because it's a very simple practice. You know, it's not something where you have to choose what you're paying attention to. And it's also, as I mentioned in the guided meditation, that moment when mindfulness returns is such a simple moment. It happens automatically. It's happening based on conditions. And this is the question wants to know what's happening there. I'll get into that in a little bit, but you know, it's not a moment that you had to make happen. It was kind of automatic from our perspective. We didn't have to make effort for that moment of mindfulness to arise. So it's a beautiful moment. If we can really get attuned to that moment, get kind of curious about that moment when we feel awareness arising and recognize the effortlessness of it, it's a great pointer to how little effort mindfulness actually needs. And so it can really support a more effortless kind of mindfulness practice, just recognizing that moment of mindfulness returning. And what I often encourage people to do with that moment in daily life is simply to notice it, and then it'll have a wave, you know, it'll have a kind of a momentum. It will last a certain length of time. It may last a short time. It may last a long time. In daily life, I often will just kind of go on with my day, and often I see, well, it lasts a little bit, you know, and I'm aware. Maybe it comes up when I'm in the kitchen and I'm aware and, you know, chopping my vegetables, preparing my meal. And in simple times like that, having noticed the awareness arise, it can last quite a while. But if I'm engaged in something, a conversation or something that's intensive intellectually, that moment of awareness can arise, kind of, you know, be there for a few moments, and then the mind kind of goes back into what it was doing, and then another one will arise. And so we see this kind of re-arising of mindfulness happen very naturally and easily. That can be a way to practice with mindfulness in daily life, rather than trying to like keep mindfulness going or to attend to something in particular, like the breath or the body. It's just like that moment of mindfulness arises and it's meeting whatever we're doing in that moment. And so it's very a very natural form of awareness in that moment. So mindfulness is it's what's called a mental formation in the Buddhist lexicon. And it is a conditioned phenomenon. So it arises based on conditions. Some of the conditions, you know, we can encourage mindfulness to arise by remembering doing some practices. So, you know, like, am I aware? Or can I be with the in-breath or the out-breath? You know, so kind of using our attention to connect with mindfulness, we can encourage mindfulness. So when we are mindful, we can make the effort to remember mindfulness. And that's one way that a condition that supports mindfulness. But there are many reasons why, I mean, and it's a great thing that mindfulness arises after it's been lost for a while. It's a really great thing because we don't have much control over what's happening when mindfulness is gone. And so, you know, it's like we kind of have to wait for mindfulness to return in order to recognize what's happening, cultivate more wholesome qualities. So, but there are a lot of different reasons why that moment of mindfulness can return. There's some of it can just be from habit, you know. We have cultivated mindfulness in particular situations. So something I noticed whenever I would go to a retreat center, like as soon as I walked on the land, it was like suddenly mindfulness was more available because I had cultivated so much mindfulness there. So that's a condition, the having cultivated the mindfulness in that situation, kind of like the mind remembers it. The mind remembers to be mindful in that situation. When we sit into our sitting posture, sometimes that can be a support. You know, we find that if we change from a cross-legged sitting posture to sitting in a chair, we might find our mindfulness is suddenly all over the place because the habit of mindfulness isn't quite as strong in the sitting in a chair. So there's certain things like habit that can make mindfulness more likely to arise in given situations. Sometimes mindfulness will just arise based on, and now I'm using mindfulness not in the way where it's necessarily right mindfulness. Mindfulness in the suttas is defined really as a neutral quality because there are suttas that talk about right mindfulness. That's the vast majority of them. But there are some few, about 10 or so, I think, that talk about wrong mindfulness. And wrong mindfulness being motivated by wrong view, wrong intention, wrong effort. And so, you know, the view that infuses how we pay attention makes it right mindfulness or wrong mindfulness. And so mindfulness itself is kind of a neutral quality. And to me, that points back to it just being a capacity of our human system to know that we know. So it's just a simple kind of reflective capacity to be aware of what's happening in the present moment. And there are conditions that happen in our lives. If you are in a situation of life-threatening danger, mindfulness will probably come back, will be there. It will be there kind of startlingly sometimes, that you're just really very clearly present. Or if something sudden happens, you're walking down a street and a motorcycle goes by really loud, your attention may kind of, you may wake up. So there are kind of, you know, just ordinary perceptual reasons why that capacity to know what's happening in the present moment while it's happening might arise. And then there is the right mindfulness. Why might right mindfulness arise? Why might the capacity to know what's happening in the present moment come up? And this can be a little bit with what we choose to cultivate mindfulness with for a period of time. Early in my practice, I was really focusing on practicing with mindfulness around noticing anger. And just, you know, really curious about anger, curious about how it felt in the body, curious about how it affected the mind, and just looked at anger a lot. And that kind of created the conditions for my, as soon as there was any movement in the direction of anger, the mindfulness was just kicking in. And some of that is wisdom. Some of that is the wisdom of the mind understanding it's helpful to be present in this situation. And so mindfulness just arising with it. And it even began to arise. It's like I wasn't making it arise again. It's that kind of natural arising of mindfulness. And it's like my conscious recognition of anger was lagging behind the mindfulness recognition of you're heading towards anger, which was kind of interesting at one point. You know, I kind of woke up and it's like, what's going on here? And I could see the mind kind of getting ready to get angry, but it wasn't angry. And so it's like mindfulness woke up almost as a warning bell. You know, you're headed towards suffering. We need some attention here. So that can be a reason why mindfulness comes up. We have cultivated and practiced the awareness of particular objects. Another reason why we might begin noticing mindfulness arising more, and this may be the case for the person who wrote the question, is that the kind of when we attune, when we're getting more curious about what is it to be aware? What does it mean to be aware? So it's kind of like we're orienting the curiosity around mindfulness to the experience of awareness itself, which is what I started with. I started by talking about getting familiar with the experience of awareness itself and being curious about when awareness arises. That curiosity seems to then point out to us, it's kind of almost, it's amazing at times, that curiosity of recognizing the moment of mindfulness returning begins to point out to us more and more those moments of mindfulness returning. And it's like the kind of like I described around the anger, where the mindfulness being attuned to being curious about anger was waking up like earlier and earlier in the process of anger. So almost before I even knew that anger was going to happen, the kind of the attunement to or curiosity about awareness itself, the mind begins to get more interested in what is it like for awareness to be arising at all. And it kind of begins to point out it's happening all over the place. And so I think part of what might be happening is just the attunement to what it's like for awareness to return, and that is just being recognized more and more clearly. And so there is some wisdom there. There was a question of, is there wisdom there before awareness arises, or does wisdom come in after awareness arises? It can be one, the other, both. There's no one, one way that it is. If you have been cultivating wise mindfulness, like with the anger, for instance, I was cultivating wise mindfulness with that anger, to be curious about it as opposed to reacting to it or diving into it or leaning into it. It's like, oh, what's this anger like? And so wise mindfulness tended to arise with the mindfulness when the mind was in the terrain of anger. So wise mindfulness was just arising. I didn't have to like find the wise mindfulness there. It was just arising with the experience. So, but there have been times that, mindfulness arises and, it's more like, where am I? there can be some confusion or something. So a really great practice to explore in that moment when mindfulness arises, first of all, recognize the return, recognize that mindfulness has returned. But then what is here now? Often in that moment of mindfulness returning, there's a lingering memory of something that had been happening before the mindfulness returned. We can kind of remember like, oh, I was thinking that thought, or I was lost in that daze, or whatever. So there's often in the moment that mindfulness returns, there's some information about what was happening in the moments before. And that is often informing what is happening now. So the thought, you recognize in mind return of mindfulness. Well, there was a thought about that person that I was frustrated with. And what's happening right now is that there's some tension in the body that feels like it's connected to that situation. So that can be a really useful exploration. So when mindfulness returns, it's not like you're looking back to try to figure out what happened before, but in just the moment of mindfulness returning, there is just that knowledge. It was this that was happening before. Not always. Sometimes it's like a blank. You don't know what was happening before. But often when mindfulness returns, there is some understanding. And it's not something you have to look for. It's just there. You know what was happening before. And so in that moment, what is happening now that may be related to that? In that kind of an exploration of just that curiosity of what was happening before, you might begin to get a little bit of an answer to your question about why is mindfulness returning in this moment? So that's an exploration you can make. It's a great question to be curious about, but it's not something to kind of look back at and try to think, well, that was happening and that was happening and that was happening. But it's more what's happening now and how might that be connected to what was happening before? There's a little bit of kind of opening into the space that mindfulness is returning into. So that feels like enough for me on that. I'm curious if there's any comments or questions or reflections on that topic. This may be the only question we get to tonight. I'll save the other one, but let's just see if there's any comments or questions. Beverly, you don't want to raise your hand? You're muted. You're muted. You don't want to, okay.
Doesn't matter. So
Okay.
anyway, my comment was on what you were just talking about. It reminded me of something that I'd noticed that when I do something or make a decision, even if it's a really big decision, right? Even major purchases or important conversations or things like that I had thought that the results of the decision had to do with some deep knowledge or thought process, or maybe I'd been, over many days or years accumulating information or wisdom about it. But what I found is that more often than not, it's based on what I was thinking about just before. The rest is pretty much baloney. It rarely it's like, know what I was thinking about just before.
And that's why it's really useful to be aware in that moment, when mindfulness is what was happening. Yeah, it's amazing, actually. We are very much creatures of the moment. We're not so much creatures of rationality as we think we are. Thank you, Beverly. Yeah, Tico.
How does the moment that you're talking about, the return to mindfulness, relate to the, Sayadaw Utejaniya sometimes talks about the mindfulness happens when the five faculties are working together?
Well, he defines awareness as the five faculties working together. That's his basic definition of awareness, and the five faculties includes mindfulness. Although I have asked him what he means when he says recognize awareness, I said, "Do you mean recognize the five faculties at work?" He said, "No, I think I mean recognize mindfulness there." So he's got kind of multiple definitions. But the meditating mind, the mind that so the mind of awareness, it includes faith and energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. And at one point, I asked him the question of, I said, why does sometimes awareness feel different in different circumstances? And he explained it because that mindfulness may be informed by more concentration or less concentration. It might have more faith or less faith. There might be a more wisdom or less wisdom. And so the kind of the level of those wisdom of those five faculties can create different experiences of mindfulness in a moment. I don't think, how did you phrase the question? Mindfulness arises or awareness arises when the five faculties come together. I don't quite understand, I don't quite interpret what he said in the same way that you're saying it. Yeah, I mean, he did define awareness as the five faculty or the meditation, the meditating mind is the five faculties working together. And sometimes describes awareness as the five faculties working together. But it's, mindfulness being one of those faculties in there. That mindfulness is either there or not. So, yeah, I mean, when mindfulness is not there, we're not going to notice the five faculties working. And so when mindfulness arises, it's a conditioned phenomenon when mindfulness arises. Just like anger is a conditioned phenomenon when it arises. It's been shaped by past history, past conditioning, and whether or not wisdom was present or faith was present in advance of that moment, maybe, maybe not. There's other reasons why mindfulness awareness can return in a moment.
Okay, thanks.
other reflections or comments or questions about this topic? It's really a useful practice to recognize this. And it's, at one point, I got really curious about this moment, both in my sitting and in my daily life. I'd say in my daily life is more following meeting Sayadaw Utejaniya. But I got really curious about this moment on retreat, looking at just the arising of mindfulness. You know, and the question came up to me, it's like, wow, you know, that and the beauty of it being so effortless, that it was just this effortless moment. Just like, yeah, you know, I didn't have to do that one. I was working so hard to be mindful, remembering mindfulness, be, you know, breathe in, breathe out, in. I was just, you know, really directing the attention. And then I saw, you know, these moments when mindfulness returned, the ease of that, the non-doing of that. And at some point I thought, wow, you know, that one is free. I don't have to do that one. And so I kind of got really curious to see when is the soonest I can recognize that. And it just kind of cut through my judgment around, oh, I haven't been mindful. It was kind of more like, it's like, well, let me see if I can let my mind wander so I can catch that moment again and get all those effortless moments of mindfulness. and it really supported a much lighter attitude about the practice, because I was no longer beating myself up for the mind having wandered. Anytime the mind wandered, it was just another opportunity to catch that moment of effortless mindfulness. And when we see that moment of effortless mindfulness clearly, we tend to see more of them. And so it's got a building quality on itself. So, you know, it's a fantastic moment. If you're not judging yourself for having been not mindful, it's a powerful way to cultivate a very light touch of mindfulness. So it's a great moment. And hopefully some curiosity might come up for you about it, rather than it's such a habit and of, you know, oh, I wasn't mindful, I wasn't being a good yogi. it really turned my meditation around completely when I just got interested in, can I see that moment? What is it like to become aware? And it's like, it's amazing. Just like the question, you know, it's like an on-off switch. It's like the light comes on and I didn't even do it. It's just here. It's such a fantastic moment to be there in that moment. So just some encouragement to play with it, you know, in daily life, play with it too. It happens so much, but we often just miss it because we jump on the thing we have become aware of and don't really notice that we've become aware. We become aware of the thing. So we're not as attuned to the experience of the awareness there. So we jump over that moment. So yeah, just some curiosity about it, because it's really a lovely moment to play with.